Donald's response.
I'd worry. Things aren't looking really great for people at the age of 60 in this country unless they're well off enough to care for themselves for another 35 years, counting in inflation and rising fuel and medical costs. It's not that the baby boomers have been an indolent group. They've been big achievers. But as Robert said, unless they entered the information age at midlife, they have been left behind in many ways. I would become very serious about thinking about the future. You may be thinking, but we've always done that, which is most likely true. It's just that the future has changed dramatically from what it was a few decades ago. Having said that, and keeping in mind what Robert has suggested, I have to say that renewed diligence is of utmost importance. Starting over isn't always easy, but if you see it as a challenge that you are more than capable of meeting, you've already done half the work. Very often, it helps to remember situations that are worse than what we may be facing as individuals and citizens. You may be facing difficult times, but it's not a wipeout. Keep it in perspective, and you will keep your equilibrium. A positive take on the age situation is that you've already survived for 60 years. That in itself is an achievement. Wisdom accompanies experience, so you've got an advantage right there. Your strategy will have to include seeing the future from a different perspective now as compared with when you were 20 or 25 years old. Here's where your creativity comes in. We all know that opportunity can be hidden within disappointments or so-called setbacks. If you will see your situation in that way and focus yourself to look for those opportunities, your problems can be turned into a future that might be better than what you had planned on to begin with. It can happen. But I emphasize the importance of keeping your focus on the positive side of your situation for good reason. That is the number one reason you will come out winning.